Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'm a psychic medium, and I prefer to use it as an intuitive consultant. And I'm here every Wednesday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time, and we're broadcasting from BBS Radio, and I'm broadcasting from Albany, New York. So if you're in upstate New York or New York or Albany, give me a ring. I'm going to be doing free readings. The number for the U.S. and Canada is 1-888-268-4313. And for the international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Hello? Caller? Hello? Hi.
It's Patty.
How you doing?
Okay.
Okay, you'd like a reading?
Yes, and I'm from Missouri.
Missouri? Good. Fantastic. I'm being pulled right to romance with you. I don't know if that helps you or if you want me to go there, but I'm feeling real good that there should be a lot of activity with relationships. If you're in one, it should get more interesting or better. Or if you're looking, one may come to you. Stay open.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's always good to hear, right?
Yeah. That's good to hear.
Okay, and this will probably be within the next 30 days. Everything I read is within the next 30 days. I try to focus it so it can be a benefit to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm being pulled to work and business. I don't know if you're working or you're looking or...
I'm looking.
Okay, I would be within 30 days. You should have something. Probably sooner. I would maybe 2 weeks, but I'd say 30 days. I'm being pulled to 2 weeks, though.
So. Okay.
You'll be happy with it.
Cool.
Okay. And now, if there was a split of some kind around you, relationship-wise...
yes, he passed away urgent, a major heart attack on December 12th.
Let's see. Who was this?
He was my... boyfriend, fiance.
Okay. And he passed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's going to lead you to another person. Okay. And I feel as though it may be in the workplace or connected to work or business. Okay. This is a message I'm getting, I feel, from Spirit to tell you this, so... And I feel it may be him. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to come in twos. You're going to have choices and options, too. It's like one will come through and another thing will come through. So you...
Oh, that's good.
You may be able to pick and choose. And I believe it's going to be in the work world and romance. Okay. So that you may have a few... different people come into your realm that you can choose from, okay? And also with work.
That's very cool.
I'm hearing choose with your heart in career and in life. Just focus on your heart and you'll choose wisely.
Okay. Do you see me getting back into my home before long, too?
Into your what?
Into my own home.
Yeah, but it's gonna come after the work. I believe you'll get work, and then from there you'll go into your own home.
Yeah, because I need to build up money to get back in it.
Okay, and I believe by the end of March you'll see signs of things going fairly well in relationships and in finances and in work. Okay.
Uh huh.
Alrighty.
I have one other question. Are you picking up anything legal?
They were showing me a letter and a phone being handed to you. So I believe within 30 days you're going to have business and business-like matters brought to you. So if you're waiting for something to start up or to start, you may see that go through.
Okay.
If it's any help, I'm leaning towards it being your favor. I feel like the news is good.
Oh.
Whatever news is being delivered to you, it could be legal, business, or negotiations. I just feel like I'm having paperwork handed to me.
Uh-huh. That makes sense because I just went to a lawyer and talked to him.
Okay.
And he told me that he could probably get the charges dropped.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling it going in your direction. Okay.
Yes.
you make me feel you're very nervous.
Yes.
you need to try to do something to de-stress.
Yeah.
Because you got me trembling. That's how nervous you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
By the end of March, you're going to be getting good news with legal stuff and finding work, and things will be looking good for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Don, I'll just keep taking calls if they're there. Give them to me. Okay, everybody, if you like a free psychic reading here at my show, you're in. Okay, I knew it. Caller?
All right.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How
love
are you?
Show.
You like a reading?
Yes, I would love it.
Okay.
What I'm curious about is Dr. Louise Turi had told me that I needed to write a book because many, many lives I have been a Indian shaman that dealt with, you know, the natural herbs and everything. And I do that for the animals now. Well, now the state of Tennessee's veterinarian board has took me on. So I'm going to take them on. So I want to know how this is going to turn out because I'm writing a book called Are Little People in Fur Coats? How to Treat Your Animal Holistically.
Okay. Well, the way I read, I just give you what Spirit's given me.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it'll 90% of the time it'll go to what you're invested in. So let me just tell you what I'm getting and see how it matches. Okay, that's the best way you're using me.
Yes.
Just let me open up and talk.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see what we get.
Okay.
You've got some swift changes coming. I don't know what your time frame is with the book and what you're getting into, but...
Within a year.
Within a year?
Yeah.
There is going to be a lot of activity with creating in the arts with you.
A lot of what?
A lot of activity with your abilities and talents and whatever you're creating, which would be your book, right?
I was going to say, is that good or bad?
No, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. I'm getting activity with it, and I'm feeling like it's going to be good for you.
So that means it's a positive move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I feel when you do make the move, it's going to take off, I'm hearing. I hear it taking off. And it being swift, too. I don't think it'll take long for it to be noticed or whatever you need it to do.
Yeah, half of the money will be donated to all of the shelters around the country to take care of animals.
That's good.
That's my pledge to the animals.
Okay, is there another female involved in it? I feel
not at this point, but it could be.
Okay, I see. I feel somewhere down the road there will be another female involved, and she'll be a big help and a very good negotiator and a businesswoman. Yeah, so. If it does go in that direction, be open to it. If you got choices, be open to a female that's interested in it or connected to it, okay?
And they'll have my same mindset, right?
Yeah, it'll be, it'll be a money-minded. She'll be the golden touch in here, and then she'll be good for what you needed to do.
I think I might already know who that is. They just called tonight.
Yeah, a businesswoman, very good at what she does.
Somehow. Yeah.
And she could be good for the entire thing, so I wouldn't be afraid to go in that direction.
Okay. All right.
How's that?
That Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much. It's for the animals, dear.
Hey, I'm for all of it. That's what I'm all about.
They need that voice that they don't have.
I would love to get over any major city, AM and FM, and do fundraising all day long.
Thank you. Would you do that for us?
I would do it, yeah, I would do it for anybody. If you get me over a major city, AM and FM, I would do it as much fundraising as I could.
I want to promote holistic healing for our pets and stop the murder through chemicals.
I would, yes, that's a good cause. The Humane Society,
yes.
That's testing.
Advantage, Frontline, and all of them are cattle insecticides.
Yep, yep. And
all of these vaccines that we're giving our babies, we're killing them.
Yes, and the Humane Society needs a lot of help, and it's expensive to take care
of
someone.
Yes, yes. Well, I do rescue work along with being a groomer for 38 years. I've been, God gave me the gift with the animals. I take dogs that nobody else can even deal with, and they're a part of me. I'm like gentleman you see on the TV all the time now that's became so popular, and he is fantastic.
Well,
the dog whisperer, well, I'm his protege coming up.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, if I can ever help you or be of service, contact me.
That I appreciate that so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
I may just be calling on you in the future.
I'm easy to get a hold of.
Not too far off either, I hope.
Okay, no problem. I'm here.
Okay, God bless you, dear.
God bless you, too.
The Creator creates nothing that's bogus, huh?
Nope.
No. No.
It's all in the intention.
Creator knows what he's doing.
Yep. You judge yourself.
Okay, dear,
by
have a wonderful friend. Show tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tell your friends about me and be
I will. I will. This is the first time that I just listen to you because I listen to BBS all the time. Fred Bell, I adore him. Yeah, you're new to the show, but I'm enjoying what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, dear.
I look forward to
hearing you in the future.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, if you'd like to call in for a free psychic reading, Canada and U.S., 1-888-268-4313. International is 530-876-3222. Hello, caller?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing good. Would you like a reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. You know, I'm feeling like a drama around you. I don't know if it's at work or in relationship, or if you'd like me to go there. But I just feel like, are you working?
No, I just lost my job.
Oh, you just lost your job. That's what
I'm
being shown. How recently?
It's a week ago yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm right on the money with that. Let me see here.
I need another one.
So you're worried about your job search, your finances?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Have you been looking?
Yes.
Not looking good.
It's not.
How has it been so far for you in the search?
Well, I don't know. I've sent out I've emailed a couple of resumes and I've faxed a couple. I had an interview yesterday afternoon.
Okay. You know, I feel like there may be a couple of jobs, but like you might go through a few before you find the one that you're happy with or that's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am getting that. I'm stumped. I feel like uh, I feel like you're probably going to have to go until the end of March, at least, I think, before something opens up for you.
Mm.
I really do. I would prepare myself for that, okay?
Okay.
And now, there may be a few... Something may come along, but it might be temporary or small, not what you need or looking for.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a few of those things, and then it'll get you into the end of March, and then from there, I believe, it'll open up for you. I feel like something may come through by the end of March.
Okay.
Something permanent or better. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. That's the best I can do for you. I wish you luck.
Okay, thank
Good
you.
Good luck with everything.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay. If you'd like to call for a psychic reading, U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-268-4313. It's toll-free. International is 530-876-3222.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Okay, I'm glad you're here. Where are you calling from?
From Canada.
Canada? Good.
Yep, from Ontario.
Good. I got a lot of friends from Canada.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I want to be, for some reason, I'm just feeling like I want to be careful around some new friends. I feel as though if they're not on the scene, they may be within 30 days, but I'm being pulled to the next 2 weeks. So it may be somebody new, or it might be somebody you already know, and they're kind of changing, and you maybe shouldn't be with them anymore. I don't know if this is connecting with something, but just write it down and remember me saying it.
Okay.
And if you bump into any new people and the vibes ain't right, you follow your intuition and keep your distance, okay?
Okay.
Then I'm going right into work and business. I feel like it's going to become an issue at the end of March, like the last 2 weeks of March, towards the end of March.
Okay.
A lot of energy, excitement, activity going into employment or working. Are you working and are you looking? Or?
Recently, I just it's like a layoff from my work.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a possibility of another job, but it wouldn't start until around near the end of March.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. And... either way, you're going to be very busy.
Okay.
And doing good and happy. And
okay.
And doing well with the owner, supervisor, whatever the situation may be.
Okay.
Something with a manager, too. Are you a manager or a supervisor?
No.
No? Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am. I'm married.
Okay. Oh, you're married. Okay. Okay. I get a feeling you might be offered something like supervisor or manager.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm feeling this, but I got to say what I'm feeling, so I'm just saying it. Okay? So be alert to that. And it may come through another manager, supervisor, or a connection within the workplace.
Okay.
And if you do have any job offers around the end of March, explore it, investigate it. It could pay off for you. It could be a good move.
Okay. I have my house up for sale, Michael. Do you see it selling soon?
I'm not getting nothing on the house or a sale. It doesn't mean it's not going to. It's probably just saying that there won't be no activity with it until after the end of March.
Okay.
So I would breathe easy until at least the end of March anyway. And then
okay.
It may show up later on. I try to keep it like a 30-day time span with my readings.
Okay.
I come in formatted and programmed, and I like to keep it like within 30 days. I find it's more of a help to people the way I'm reading on the phone here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so you just see a lot of things good about my job.
Yeah, it's going to be very busy, positive, rewarding, and a lot of different things going on. Connections inside the workplace, the relationship with the employer, supervisor. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you very much, Michael. You have a good evening.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to have a reading, just call in 1-888-268-4313. That's U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Brian.
Brian, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you liking the show?
Oh, I think it's really good.
Good.
I'm really interested in it.
Good, thank you. Okay. Let's see. Boy, I feel like I'm pinned down for some reason with you. But it's not going to last.
That you're pinned down?
I feel like I sometimes feel and hear my imagery.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like in your life there is something that is maybe being delayed or held back.
Right.
And
well, I'm worried about getting into grad school, so that's one thing.
When will it take effect? I feel like things start moving for you at the end of March.
At the end of this month?
At the end of this month, I feel like I'm given some information. I feel like I'm getting help by somebody. A lot of business-like activity with it.
Okay.
Hang on for a second. It may come through I don't know if you have another male helping you or a friend. I would be alert to friends or another male. Helping
sure.
me somehow, hooking me up somehow.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, and then for some reason, is there going to be travel with this? You're going to have to travel a little, or I feel like there's a connection with my business dealings and travel, or it could be education or negotiations. So.
Okay, is this what you're feeling for the end of the month?
Yeah, probably within the next 30 days.
Okay.
As you go into the end of March. And I'm also feeling a visitor, too. You might have a visitor or a friend coming
okay.
to you. There may even be a move around you, somebody close to you moving or you moving or having to move or talk of it or thoughts of it. You definitely got some changes coming. Things are going to change for you, and it's going to be right around the end of March. I'm getting a lot of, I feel like I'm running around, taking care of business, writing letters, communicating. Phone calls are important to me within the next 30 days.
Okay.
Definitely another male coming in and connected to all of it. And it may even be a romance involved in the middle of it or because of it or a side effect of it.
Like a new romance?
If you're in one, it's going to get better, and if you're not, you may find yourself.
So is this going to be like with like somebody that I've known before, like an old girlfriend?
What I'm feeling is it's going to be connected to the changes that take place in your life. It's going to bring you into people that you're supposed to meet. And I believe that there may be it could be a relationship about that, either a romance or a deep friendship.
Okay.
So as things are changing for you, you said you're going to school or work? Or what you say you were doing?
I'm trying to get into grad school right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this too soon for that to happen?
The end of March would be too soon for that, yeah.
Okay, what about the business end of it?
I don't, like, I don't know. I'm just going to school right now, so I don't have anything to do with business.
Hmm. Okay. And no working?
No. I mean, I have a job, but it's just, like, a job just to pay the bills.
Okay. I feel as though this is going to be... Let's see. Are you moving or is somebody moving?
I'm probably going to have to move, yeah, when I go to grad school.
I can see it going that way for you.
Okay.
I can see you pulling it off, and it may come through a friend helping you somehow. So be alert to a male friend helping you with this.
Okay.
And there will be a move because of it, and some travel. Okay. And you may be doing it with somebody, traveling with someone. I feel like would through this for some reason.
Okay.
Okay. And like I said, if you're not in a relationship, stay open to any business dealings that you have, because it may be your next best friend. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. If you like a reading, call in Catherine U.S., 1-888-268-4313.
Right, thanks.
Hi. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, hon.
Hi.
Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Hi, Michael. I've been listening to your...
How do you like it?
I guess we're on a delay here.
How are you liking the show?
I'm enjoying it. It's my first time. I actually was directed by a friend of mine who got to speak with you, and she suggested I give you a call.
Good. Good. Okay, let's see what we get for you.
I'm sorry?
Well, you got a fantastic month coming up. A lot of, I'm hearing a lot of opportunities coming your way. Okay, and I feel like I'm creating. Are you in the arts at all?
I'm sorry?
Are you into the arts at all? Do you draw or write?
Writing?
Yeah, are you an artist or are you into the arts?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like there's going to be a lot of that around you for the next 30 days. Does that make sense?
Could be.
Okay, I'm just feeling your artistic self coming out and also being inspired. So be open to your intuition, because I feel like you're going to be inspired to do more art. Okay?
Yeah.
There'll be some activity there for you.
I've had some problems. I mean, actually, I'm a decent writer, and I thought about it, but I thought, well, who wants to hear what I have to say, but then, who knows? I had a pretty tragic life.
Okay.
I always feel like if I did, people are just depressed people.
Well, you definitely have art talent, and you should explore it. I feel like you will be exploring it anyway.
Mm.
I feel like you're going to be inspired, too. And like I said before, opportunities are definitely coming to you. I feel like things are going to start improving for you, okay?
Good.
There's going to be an increase in financial matters, work matters, activity with it. So you're going to be busy in the work world or in the financial world. I feel like are you looking for work?
Actually, yes. I actually lost my husband recently in a car accident, and I was in off work because of it, just trying to help the kids heal and hopefully and then me myself heal, but it's been hard. And it just happened last June. It was on his birthday and our anniversary, so I've just been trying to put the pieces together. And I've gone back to work, but it's been hard going back because I've been so preoccupied, and of course the kids have been having major issues with it, and I've been doing the best I can. But, yeah, I am looking for work, and I just need a job if,
Okay. Well, I feel like you're going to have several different offers, and things are going to start coming your way in soon, too. Okay. And I feel like you'll be, you're going to have to pick and choose, too. So you're going to have several different offers.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to be dealing with the decision-making, deciding which way you want to go and how you want to do it. I feel as though you may find yourself even learning something or training for something or a school of some kind. So
training, yeah, I've gone back. I took myself back to school, and I have got a bunch of certificates in different areas. But it's actually finding a good job.
Okay. Just let me read.
Part of it because I've had so many different things change on me. Like considering my husband, that took a big toll on me. And
I
was just getting into the
swing
of things, and I've lost it pretty much.
I know.
I don't suppose he is coming through or anything.
No, not now. Let me flow. Let me talk and
listen
to me. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Just let me talk and then let it flow through me.
Okay.
All right? Was he in sales at all? Was he a salesman or he sold things?
Yeah, he had actually a couple different jobs, but yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
That was one of them.
Okay. You know, you're so upset. It's almost. Let me just. Let me just talk. Hang on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to. He's very strong around you. Very strong around you. He's going to be guiding you into your next. The next part of your journey. He's making me feel a certain way, and just let me try to describe it. He's definitely bringing in work to you, and I'm pretty sure you're going to do something with education and your abilities, and he wants you to go into your artwork to do something with it. He's gonna communicate to you through your artwork, is what I'm hearing. I don't know if this makes sense. You said you paint, or you write?
I write.
Okay, you write.
Yeah, actually, I write.
Okay. He's making me feel like he's gonna communicate as you create with your
things
order.
I've written together.
Did he write too?
I'm sorry? Did he write too? No.
Okay.
Actually, he wasn't a
professional writer. Pay attention to your inspiration when you want to write, because I feel like he's going to communicate through your writing.
Okay.
You'll feel him there. You'll feel like it's him talking. And he's going to keep you busy. He's going to keep you busy outside the home. He doesn't want you staying home. He wants you to get out and get around. And he says your imagination, combine it with art, In other words, he keeps saying he'll be there in your artwork. I see a writer as an artist, so.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Okay, and then he's pulling me to some legal stuff. I feel like he's gonna be. I guess you got some court or. Lawyer or insurance stuff going on, or will have, so I believe he's going to be guiding you through that also.
Okay.
There's going to be some activity with some legal or court or intense business stuff, I believe, around the end of March also.
Okay.
It may start, or you're going to see some activity with it. Okay.
Okay.
Does that help you any?
Yeah, but does he have anything to say to the children, maybe? I'm hoping.
What's that?
They're not taking it very well. I mean, my kids, we had three sons together.
Can you speak up?
We have three sons together, and I was just wondering if maybe he had something to convey to them. They're taking it very hard, losing their father.
You know, they're all going to be craftsmen. Are they all males?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's saying to me, they're all going to be craftsmen. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, they're all. He's saying they're all going to be craftsmen.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them.
Okay.
And boy, that's about all I can do for you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael.
Okay. It's difficult on the phone and only in 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand.
I try to do what I can for you.
I appreciate it.
God bless you. And he's always around you, and he'll be there in your writings.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
God bless. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like a reading. Wow. Hello? Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great.
This is Barry from Edmonton.
Barry?
Yes.
Okay. How you like the show?
The show is wonderful. Wonderful service you're providing.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's what keeps me going when I hear stuff like that.
Beautiful.
You know, that's all I ask, really. And I do this in a Yahoo group, too. And I do it free, and we do 3 shows a week. And I go chat. Yeah, I go from chatter to chatter, and I give them a reading just like this. 3 times a week. So if you or anybody that's listening would like to join the group, just go to yahoo.com and punch in going_within_2, and it'll take you right to the group.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, and tell your friends, and it's probably really the only way of getting a hold of me. I stay in my group chat room when I'm in chat or I'm on the phone or so. Okay, Barry. Boy, you got a lot of... I was hit with financial stuff right away, and it looks good, too.
I just started a new business, actually.
It looks fantastic. Don't panic if it tapers off just a little bit, but I don't think it's going to anything to worry about. I really do feel you got the golden touch. You're going to do great with it. They hit me with it right away. I think this is all they're going to give me, too. Money and business here. It must be on your mind.
It is. I just started it, and I'm hoping that it's going to work out positively.
I believe it's going to be fantastic.
Any time frames?
You know, I almost want to say... Within the next 30 days, there's going to be signs of it going well.
That's good news.
How long ago did you open it?
1 week ago.
Oh, a week ago. Good. So, you got 30 days. Let's see what happens.
Beautiful.
Let me see here. What else I got? You have talent. I feel no matter what happens, don't get discouraged or give up because you do have talent. And a good business sense, tell them here, good business sense combined with talent. So you got what it takes to do well. I feel like I worry too much or I know it's a big thing opening the business, and maybe you should kind of like meditate a little bit and let loose a little.
I do work with meditation because I do have a lot of financial pressures, so I'm trying to stay calm.
Good, good. I'm right on the money then. And continue doing that because you need it, and it's also an ally.
Great.
Let's see. Hang on a second. Is there anybody else involved in it? Another male?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. You know, I feel like you... are you waiting for approval on anything? Because I feel like... I feel like somebody's coming to me with good business news, good financial and good business news. I feel like it could be another business. Hi, Barry.
For some reason, his line got so bad it was cut off.
Oh. Sorry, Barry. Maybe he can hear me on the radio. And I'll just let him know that, another caller. Barry.
Hey.
Hi. Hello?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Okay. This is Georgette.
How am I sounding?
You're sounding real good over here.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Buffalo.
Okay. You know, I feel like things are maybe a little upsetting right now, or there's a drama going on around. But I feel like you're going to, if there is anything upsetting going on right now or bothering you, I feel like it's within 2 weeks you'll pass through it and things will be a lot happier. Okay, so if you're worried about somebody's health or a job or finances or...
Actually, you're right, I was.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. And kids, too. I don't know if it's children or family members, but hang on, because... Within 2 weeks, things are going to be the opposite of what it is now. I really do feel that for you. Okay? I feel like... Is there a new baby or wedding stuff going on, too? I feel like I'm celebrating. Maybe I'm going to be in a wedding or somebody's planning on it, or at least getting engaged, celebrating for this type of stuff.
Maybe my son's finally going to pop the question to his girlfriend. And my niece is about to have a baby.
Oh, okay. So you got the baby stuff going on
yeah.
here. You see, I pick up on anything people are emotionally invested in. You know, friends, family, and coworkers. And you just hang on for 2 more weeks, and it's going to be the opposite of what it is now. You're going to be celebrating. And take advantage of any invites that you get. They're going to be real good times. If you get invited somewhere, go. And like I said, I'm getting baby imagery, wedding imagery, and there may even be almost like a housewarming or somebody moving or happiness because of a move. So,
my daughter's getting her own place pretty soon.
Good, good. And that's going to add to the happiness that I'm feeling for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Sounds great, Michael.
You go into the end of March, I believe, happy and things going a lot smoother. Okay?
Okay, Michael. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Blessings.
God bless. My name. Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for coming to my show tonight. Caller. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Where are you calling from?
I am phoning from Canada.
See? Canada loves me. They really do. I got
What's
a lot of
What's not
Canadian.
To love?
Yeah, right. You like the show tonight?
I sure am. It's wonderful.
Okay. Let me get my email out there. I haven't had a chance to broadcast. It's nonstop calls. Everywhere I go, it's just nonstop, and I don't have a chance to socialize or broadcast.
Well, there
but
you
I,
go.
Let me just tell everybody, if you have feedback for the BBS show, for my show, for the BBS radio station, the email is contact@bloginservice.com. That's where you send your feedback.
And I wanted to interject here on your program because, Michael, your show is such a wonderful, powerful show. And to all the audience that has emailed me about the archives and the feedback that needs to be posted, I will be on top of it here now that things are back up and running. And I wanted to sincerely apologize to you, Michael, and to the audience for not getting to it sooner. It was just difficult, but I'm on it now. Things are back to normal, well, within a few days, and we'll get the archives up, the feedback posted, and I'm just glad to be back and glad to have you with us, Michael, as always. You're a blessing.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you're back, and I'm enjoying myself and having fun. And I was just going to tell the audience that we were talking about a day show, and I'm not quite sure if it'll be every day or once a week, but there will be a day show, and I'll be able to have a guest and do a little more creative broadcasting, interview guests and taking readings at the same time. So, okay, caller, you're there, right?
I sure am.
Okay, and what was your name?
Jane.
Jane?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you. Well, I'm definitely feeling a very interesting change, significant change. I feel like you're in it, too, or you'll be upon it soon. And it's going to work well for you. I feel like it's going to go out to many different areas of your life, too, in the home, the workplace. Change, it's an inner and outer change also, a change for the better. It also affects, I feel like it's affecting the way I feel and think, too, and I keep hearing balance is going to be very important for you to maintain health and to move forward on everything that's going on now in your life. Stay balanced. Don't overdo anything. If you feel yourself getting stressed, relax and I'm going inside too. I feel like I'm turning within more too, becoming more philosophical, and I'm dwelling on spirit a little more too. I'm incorporating spirit more into my life than I have been, and
okay.
That's also very beneficial to me.
Do you see a career change?
There's a possibility there is. There could be.
Okay.
I am getting the change going definitely into my business and work world and into my thoughts and my home. I feel like if there was a dispute with somebody, too, that might get better. So that was a situation that you were dealing with.
Okay.
I can leave that with you.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you just need to, I think you need to just to talk a little louder. You're very faint.
Okay. You know, I feel like I'm getting rid of some weight off my shoulders with this change. I feel like I'm being freed to like it's like a fresh start.
Oh, that's different.
And with this change, I'm getting rid of some baggage too, emotional and mental baggage. Okay, and I believe it's a good opportunity. A lot of good opportunities. Are going to be connected to it, too.
Oh, good stuff. Well, it would be a big departure from what I already do, so.
You know, I feel like if there's any misfortunes, like if something don't go your way or something's delayed or canceled, don't let it throw you because it's probably a blessing in disguise, okay?
Okay.
So don't get too bummed out until you fully you see the whole picture.
Okay.
You know, I feel as though as I go into the end of March, things are a lot more balanced and in harmony also in my life. So you got that to look forward to.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
I feel like I'm feeling better. I'm relaxing more. I'm not as stressed. The only caution I'm hearing is a sense to overdo something. Be very careful, especially the next 30 days, not overdoing anything, whether it's work or play.
Okay. Don't get a lot of play, so it must be work.
Stay balanced. Balance will be important. Then you're going to go into the end of March doing fine.
Wonderful.
And rely heavily on spirit, I'm feeling, too. Rely heavily on spirit, meditations and prayers. Focus on spirit for the next 30 days. It's going to be very beneficial to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Wonderful.
All righty. You take care.
You too. Thank you very much.
And have a good night.
You too now.
All righty.
Good night.
Okay. If there's another caller, I'll take it. Let it go through. Okay. If you'd like to call for a psychic reading, 1-888-268-4313, U.S. and Canada. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad you called. Where are you
calling
from?
I'm Carolyn from Canada.
From Canada? Another Canadian.
Another Canadian.
Yep. I love Canada. I want to go up to Canada someday. My webmaster and my producer lives in Nova Scotia. She's a sweetie. Shailene Bassett. She's a miracle worker. You're going to be my last reading tonight. How's that feel?
That's great. I've been trying for like the whole hour.
Fantastic. I'm glad you got through.
Me too.
I'll be here every Wednesday night.
Okay.
Okay. Same, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And I believe once BBS gets settled in, there may even be a day show. So we'll keep everybody posted on that.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see what we got for you. Well, I'm getting a lot of coins thrown at me. I feel like I got to go to money and business and work here with you.
Okay.
I feel like finances are going to increase or get better somehow. I feel like it's a step up, a promotion of some kind, maybe a raise. I don't know if you're waiting or are you looking for work or waiting for...
Right now, because of my health, I haven't been working, but hopefully soon I will be getting a job.
Okay. Well, I don't think you'll have to look too hard or too long.
Okay.
Okay, I believe it'll go well for you. I'm feeling financial security and success also with you. So
right.
Whatever you're into, you do well, or you're going to get into something that can take care of you. I'm also getting a lot of pleasure from something that it's like a personal type of, do you draw or write or anything like that?
Nope.
Do you volunteer? I feel like I'm doing something, and I got a lot of pride in it, and I'm very proud of it. Okay, and it's bringing me a lot of pleasure. This could be a hobby or something in the community also.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like there's going to be some activity with that, and also more pleasure. So.
All right, do you get anything about my boyfriend coming over, if we're going to be living together or anything?
I feel like you're gonna do well in the relationship and the romance department, but did you ever work with him or do a business with him or did you ever talk about it?
No, but I just got back 2 days ago from visiting him for a couple weeks or for a week. I know he was talking about opening some businesses maybe later on down the road and mentioned that he would like me to be doing it with him, but that was just like one time talk about it.
Oh. Isn't that amazing? I picked up on that. One conversation. I feel like there's a possibility that you will be doing something with him.
Okay.
And I feel like you're going to be a couple. I never give absolutes and definites. Like I can't come right out and say, well, you're definitely going to be married to him in a certain time. But I feel like you guys are definitely headed in that direction, and that
right.
You may do a business together or work together. Okay, so stay open to that. And I do feel that you guys are going to get together. And I'm hearing future marriage. I'm hearing future marriage.
Okay.
And I'm being shown wedding imagery. Okay? So, but now, not within the next 30 days, and things do change in the future. Okay?
All right.
What I'm trying to say is any reader could be wrong, and if the wedding was planned for a year from now, as so many different things can get in the way and change circumstances.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Michael.
One other thing. How soon were you going to be looking for work?
It all depends. I've been going through medical tests and everything, so as soon as if a doctor told me that she didn't want me working for the next, while, actually. She told me at least maybe about a year, but I'm hoping to do something before then because I can't stand just not, you know. I was thinking about maybe going to school or doing something like that.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be, some kind of money coming to you? I don't know if it's a settlement or inheritance or...
I already got a settlement about a week and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So then that's what I'm picking up on, and you're going to be doing fine. As you go into the end of March, stay on top of your finances. Don't get, you know what I mean? Be conservative.
Okay.
Okay. Especially around the end of March.
Okay.
All righty. And I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael.
Take care. Good luck with everything.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I'd like to say goodnight to everybody and thank you. From the bottom of my heart for tuning in and listening to my show, and all the lovely comments and the phone calls and the reaction to the show is just fantastic. I'll be here every Wednesday night. If you would like to email me, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to join my Yahoo group and take advantage of the free readings in the chat room on voice, just like this, on mic, live, several times a week, just go to yahoogroups.com and type in the search bar, goingwithin_2, and that'll take you right to my group. You'll be able to join, and I will send you a welcome letter with all the info you need on me and the group and what I do and how I do it. And I also produce an e-magazine titled Your Inner Thoughts, and you get a copy of that bi-weekly, being a member of my group. And that features all the artists within my group. We try to showcase their artwork and feature their artwork in our magazine. Okay, and I'll say goodnight and God bless, and I'll see you next week, Wednesday at 12 Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everybody. God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.